Before they were known as Sugarloaf, the band was called Chocolate Hair, and from what I can gather, some or all of the 7 demos they cut as Chocolate Hair went on to become tracks on the first album for Sugarloaf. And if you track the lineage of the band back even further, they morphed out of a very popular band in the mid-60s called the Moonrakers, who managed to get 3 or 4 hit singles locally, but never really broke out nationally. Jerry Corbetta and the boys, of course, now well retired after all these years. Although I think Bob Yeatzel, who joined the band out of Beast and was on that 1975 album, is living down in Florida nowadays. Western Arts Alliance is accepting applications from performing artists, companies, or their agents for its Juried Showcase program now through April 2nd. The Juried Showcase is a core component of the 2012 Western Arts Alliance Annual Conference. It's the largest booking conference in the West. It'll take place on September 6th at the Newman Center for the Performing Arts in Denver. The Performing Arts Center houses 2 really beautiful venues that are perfect for showcasing all genres of performance. They've got the Proscenium Stage Gates Concert Hall with its highlight theater and amplified music and dance, and then the Hamilton Recital Hall has a Steinway concert grand and pipe organ. So if you're a chamber guy or gal, you're going to love that one. You don't need to be a member of the Western Arts Alliance to apply. You can download the application and learn more about the organization at their website, westarts.org, westarts.org. Application deadline, April 2nd, and we're back in under a minute.